Lieutenant Governor Joanne Benson beat former State Representative Alan Quist in the straw poll for gubernatorial candidates. Benson garnered 37% of the votes compared with Quist's 30%. Benson says the results should discourage others, such as St. Paul Mayor Norm Coleman, from entering the field. She also believes she's the most electable candidate.
Ever since I've been in politics, people have said when they needed a rural vote or an urban vote, they came to me. When they needed someone to bring people together, they came to me. This is electability. When you can bring people together to be excited about a candidate, to be excited to work together and actually get forward to victory, that's electability. As I mentioned, I'm the only one who was asked to go out when other candidates were running. I'm the one who has asked to raise money, to help them with their campaign and do all of those kinds of things. I can help the whole ticket in that same way, an electability.
In the days leading to the convention, Alan Quist seemed to be the favorite candidate. The social conservative has enjoyed an appeal with many party loyalists, and the convention itself was conducted in a region of the state that's been one of his strongholds. But many delegates had 1994 in mind when it finally came time to vote. Quist gained overwhelming support that year to win the party's nomination, but lost in a landslide to Arne Carlson in the state primary. His message clearly resonated with conservatives, but turned off a majority of the state's Republican voters. State Party Chairman Bill Cooper says the straw poll indicates many delegates learned a lesson from the 94 experience.
I think that undoubtedly is a factor in the vote here. To some degree, I'm sure there's some switch between the candidates in terms of not maybe your favorite candidate, but who you think you can win.
On Saturday, Quist's message didn't change, but delegates' votes did. Many said they support Quist ideologically, but he's not in their minds the party's most electable candidate, as Joanne Benson and others alluded to in speeches during the convention. Quist isn't discouraged by the results.
And we, of course, would like to have won, but we think it's a race between two people, and we obviously have a ways to go, but we think we can do that.
Though Quist sees the results as a race between himself and Benson, others disagree. Straw polls in an off year are hardly definitive, especially when the field isn't thought to be complete. Party Chairman Bill Cooper believes the race remains wide open. State Representative Tim Pawlenty of Eagan won 17% of the votes, better than he or anyone expected. State Senator Roy Terwilliger won 6%, and businessman Dick Burrell of Waverly picked up 3% of the votes. But there were still some undecideds, begging the question over the so-called Norm Coleman factor. The St. Paul mayor is leaving the question unanswered. Republican political analyst Tom Horner says Coleman really has no other choice right now but to remain uncommitted to the race.
The fact is that he is running for mayor. He needs to keep his focus on mayor, and the last thing he needs to do is give any ammunition to Sandy Pappas, his opponent in the mayoral race, that he's doing anything other than running for mayor.
Horner says in the next year, Republican Party activists and their candidates need to demonstrate their agenda is mainstream and appealing to most Republican voters, a task that, despite Benson's weekend win, won't always be easy. The weekend convention was still tailored to a vastly socially conservative crowd. Campaign rhetoric was peppered with anti-gay, anti-media, and anti-abortion messages. And the Christian Coalition's new national director, Randy Tate, told a breakfast crowd that one of the biggest issues faced in America today is a declining culture of decadence and immorality. And he called on members to move their political will from the pews to the precincts to the polls.
We want to ensure that people of faith step up to their civic responsibility, be registered, be educated, and then go to the polls and have an impact. You know, we at the Coalition don't tell them how to vote or what to vote on, but we do encourage them to let their voice be heard.
The weekend's convention business also included a straw poll for Attorney General. State Representative Charlie Weaver won handedly with 58% of the vote. Hamlin law professor and former Quist running mate Doug McFarland captured 29% of the vote. John Graham won 7%, and 5% were undecided. Delegates also voted overwhelmingly in support of a resolution against an expansion of gambling in the state and the use of revenues to fund a new Twins stadium. The party's nominating convention is scheduled for next June in Minneapolis. For Minnesota Public Radio, this is Karen Louise Booth.